Program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. And of all Fridays, it's Friday the 13th.
Woohoo.
And you know what? We're getting a lot of flack on Facebook about the recipe for no-bake oatmeal high-protein bars. You think it's because of Friday the 13th?
Maybe.
I mean, it's baffling to me.
Well, or some people have strong opinions.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, that definitely what it is.
So do you know where the Friday the 13th superstition comes from?
I think I do, but do you?
Tell me. You tell me.
Well, I overheard what you were talking about yesterday, so anything I say is going to be stolen from you. I never knew where it came from before. I just assumed that 13 has always been an unlucky number.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I am doing an exercise and I feel like I'm going to gas out and I get to 13, I always do a 14th rep. That's how superstitious I am.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like if I stop at 13, I may end up like hurting myself because that's like a bad luck number. I never stop at 13. And they say elevators don't go to the 13th floor. I've never qualified that, but I've heard that. They go right from 12 to 14. They skip the 13th floor.
Well, I decided to debunk that theory.
Okay.
And I made like 13 one of my favorite numbers so that I wouldn't be superstitious.
Really? That is cool.
Yes.
So where does Friday the 13th come from?
I just Googled it, and there's all kinds of different theories about it. I don't think that there's any one theory. They were talking about, I think the Last Supper. There were 13 disciples.
Right.
And so if there's 13 people at the dinner table, someone's going to die.
Oh, wow.
That was one of the superstitious.
Wow. Let's never have 13 people at the dinner table.
Really? And don't serve high protein bars that have oatmeal in them.
Yeah. Because not only will you, because then you'll know who'll die. We will. They'll kill us for suggesting something like that.
Exactly. Speaking of protein bars, have you tried the new Quest protein bars?
Yes. They are so amazing.
They are so good. I tried the chocolate and it tastes like a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
It's really good.
The best by far is the apple.
I love the apple pie.
Yeah, it has
It has little slices of apple in it. It's so good.
And the berry is fantastic too. Quest has three new flavors coming out that will just amaze you. Chocolate, apple pie, and berry mix, I think they call it.
Mm-hmm. Mixed berry.
Mixed berry.
Are you dyslexic?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I am, actually. What a great addition to the two that they have right now. I mean, I don't know which ones I want to eat anymore.
I know. That chocolate really does taste like a Tootsie Roll. That's really good.
Yeah, very good, very good. So hopefully they'll be on the market very shortly. We had the opportunity to sample the flavors, but they're not readily available yet on the website. So we'll let you know when they get closer to releasing them.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And on that note, since we're talking about foods in general, what is this about Taco Bell wanting us to apologize?
Well, not us.
People.
People. They evidently took out an ad in the New York Times, the LA Times, and the Wall Street Journal saying in large letters, "Would it kill you to say you're sorry?"
Right.
To the people who originally took out the suit against them.
And I find it interesting, in that article, they totally convolute the original message of why they were called on the carpet in the first place. They were called on the carpet not because people doubted that the beef in their taco meat was not 100% USDA beef, but that the percentage of beef to other things was in question. They totally skirted that in the articles that they published in the Wall Street Journal and so on, by just saying, you guys said we didn't use real USDA beef and we do. Say you're sorry. That's not what it was. It was the percentage of beef. People said, hey, it's not 100% beef. We didn't say the beef you used wasn't 100% USDA. What people were concerned about was what percentage of the total volume of taco meat is beef and what percentage is other things, fillers, herbs, spices, and so on. That's right. That's what the whole issue was.
Right.
They totally skirted that.
Well, and they're aggressively pursuing the woman in California that had the lawsuit. I just think that's rather childish.
The original lawsuit claimed that there was what percentage was actually beef and what percentage was other things.
Less than 35% meat.
And she had it upside down, basically.
Yeah.
It was 30% or 15% was something other than
meat. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, that they have an ad out. I just thought that was rather childish.
Yeah, they want people. You know what everybody should do? You know what
we
should do?
You know what? Can I say something? They spent $3 to $4 million to combat the negativity. Why don't they take that $3 or $4 million and donate it to the homeless? Because, you know, some of the homeless people don't have money to eat with.
Right.
So maybe if they donated that money instead of doing silly things like this, they could put it to good use.
Right, right.
And speaking of that, did you see my blog about the Bon Jovi
restaurant? Yeah, and it got a lot of coverage, too.
I know.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I think that's great that he did that. Do you
like that? Yeah, sure. It's very benevolent. I think that he's trying to do something to give back. I think that's wonderful. But didn't you tell me that some other chain has been doing that as well?
Panera Bread. They opened a restaurant in St. Louis that's a pay-what-you-can-afford restaurant. And basically what they've done is they have a box near the door that when you get your food, when you leave, you donate whatever you can afford.
Right, right. And I've actually eaten at that restaurant.
At Panera or the one in St. Louis?
The one in St. Louis. And on the way out, I took $10 instead of putting money in.
You did not.
Yeah, I figured, you know what? What the hell?
Well, evidently, Panera's profits are up $17 million. For this quarter, so
it actually would have been $17 million and $10, but the $10 I took hurt them.
I think it's a good thing that they're trying to give back.
Yeah, you know, speaking of blog posts, it's amazing to me on which blog posts get a lot of coverage and are popular, and which ones get re-Facebooked all the time. What was the one that you showed me this morning that we had 200 and something reposts of it? Do you remember?
That was the one that. Who sent that to you? The one about the meat filler?
Oh,
the
paste? Tavener,
it looked like Scott Tavener.
Scott Tavener sent it to me. And it looks like some sort of pink marshmallow filling or something. I mean, that was amazing. That one has gotten like 230 as of this morning. It was 220-something last night. 230 reposts on Facebook. That's insane. It just goes to show you that people love to hate McDonald's.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, because they're poisoning the world
mm-hmm.
with crap food. Cheap, I should mention, but they see themselves as serving a purpose by doing it economically.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that was it. That's all I wanted to say.
So, did you know that Jenny Craig was rated the best diet?
Best diet as compared to who?
Well, I guess they being Jenny Craig, paid for a study that was comparing all the different diets, and Jenny Craig obviously won, but it was in the Consumer Reports.
So Jenny Craig funded
a study
mm-hmm. that showed that they are the best diet.
Yes.
Do you believe it?
No. Slim Fast was number 2.
Right.
Weight Watchers was number 3.
Right. And Jenny Craig is based on you buying their food, right?
Yes.
Has anyone looked at their food to see if it's like all chemicals and additives and stuff like that?
I think you can buy their food, but I also think that they talk about volume where you eat a lot of lettuce and vegetables and things like that.
Oh, yeah, things that make you lose muscle mass so that your metabolic rate drops. And you have to continually eat less and less and less to maintain that weight.
Well, let me ask you this. I have a friend that started Weight Watchers.
Right.
And she works out. She lifts weights some, I think, and runs a lot. She's lost 8 pounds in 3 weeks. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that the initial amount is probably fluid. As we've discovered on recent shows, quite a bit of it comes from the stomach itself. The gastrointestinal region itself gives up a lot of its amino acids and fluids to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
I have to believe that she's not eating a lot of protein.
I would say no.
She's eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
She says that she loves it now because she can eat all the bananas and stuff she wants.
Right.
I think that she's actually undergoing repartitioning. I think that what's happening is the exact opposite of what the goal of a lot of our audience members is. The goal of our audience members is to repartition more muscle, less fat. I think she's doing exactly the opposite. And don't forget, an equal amount of muscle weighs more than an equal amount of fat, metrically. If you take a 1-inch cube of muscle, it weighs more than a 1-inch cube of fat. So, of course, her weight loss is going to be dramatic if she's losing muscle. It's going to be much more dramatic, especially in the early stages.
Right.
And I have to believe that if she's eating very low protein and high fruits and high vegetables, that she is not doing herself any service.
But
that's just me. I could be wrong.
I agree with you.
So Jenny Craig is number one. And so now I've
according to Jenny Craig.
Well, I'm wondering if Weight Watchers and other companies are going to pull out their checkbook now and fund studies that show that Jenny Craig was wrong and they're number one.
Probably so.
Yeah. That's the next step.
Or they'll have Kirstie Alley as their spokesperson.
did you see the episode of Dancing with the Stars where she actually caused the leg of her dance partner to collapse under her weight? The dance was supposed to end with his leg bent so that she could sit on it, and she sat on it and he collapsed under her weight.
No, I didn't see that.
How embarrassing that's got to be. I mean, that had to be so embarrassing. And she looks terrible. I'm sorry to say it. I mean, I don't know what she's eating. She should write a book on her diet, because whatever she's doing, people need to do exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. And she could help a lot of people if she would just expose what she's doing. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Fantastic lover. Mr. Lover, lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover, lover. Girl. Mr. Lover, lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. She called me Mr. Bumba.
There are a few products that I believe in, the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at APPNUT.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
Yeah. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I am in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who many of you want to know what she does. A lot of the female listeners have asked Elisa to do a little segment or two on herself. A day in the life of Elisa Profumo. How do you maintain your figure, your beautiful skin, your positive attitude? So let's do that. Let me interview you.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I better be.
Okay. I'll be nice. All right. So first of all, I mean, let's start from the beginning. What's the morning look like for you when you get up in the morning? What are the things that you do that contribute to your overall health and good looks?
You mean like I get up and brush my teeth and wash my face?
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, some people may not do that. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay.
And so then I have my tea and then I do my cardio.
Okay. Do you do your cardio on an empty stomach?
Yes, I do. Most days.
You don't take any supplements?
Well, I drink BCAAs when in my water.
Okay.
While I'm doing my cardio.
Now, sometimes you take things that are designed to help stimulate more fat loss, like acetyl L-carnitine and stuff like that.
I take acetyl L-carnitine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you do cardio first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And if I have time in the morning, I like to sit in the sauna afterward. I try to sauna every day, but my days don't always allow me to do that in the morning. But I'll do 30 to 45 minutes of cardio in the morning, and then I will get in the sauna for 20 minutes.
Okay. And then after that, you have chores and duties related to the show and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I drink a protein shake after my cardio.
Okay.
Or sometimes I will have eggs.
Yeah.
If I'm on the go, I'll have a protein shake with raw milk.
Right.
And then if not, I'll have eggs and a piece of Ezekiel bread.
Oh, no. You eat carbs?
Well, Ezekiel bread is the only – I will have periodically a piece, but that's the – only thing that I will eat unless I'm splurging.
And if you're splurging, what would you have in the morning with breakfast in the way of a no-no carbohydrate source?
Cream of wheat.
I know. Isn't it good? I know. I love cream of wheat with raw butter in it. That's how I like it.
I actually will put protein powder in my cream of wheat.
Right.
And either raw milk or sometimes almond milk.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't eat cereal at all. Zero. Zilch.
Right.
I will occasionally eat oatmeal. Boy, that did bring on a firestorm on Facebook today.
I'm still thinking about it. I know. It's got to have something to do with the Friday the 13th.
Yeah. I don't eat oatmeal very often, but it is in my pantry. And I try to eat my carbs before 3 o'clock.
Right.
Any carbs after 3 o'clock are only in the form of broccoli or spinach.
Vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Celery.
And okay, so you get out of the house, you get to work, you do things at work. When do you go to the gym and actually train, resistance train?
At lunchtime.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so what does your workout look like?
Right now I'm doing upper body one day and lower body the next day.
Okay.
I do body parts, but right now I've decided to up the intensity.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do is I don't rest in between. So say, for example, if I'm doing legs, I'll do my walking lunges. And I usually do a lot, like 150
right.
to 200 walking lunges.
Holding dumbbells, too.
Holding dumbbells,
What
yes.
kind of dumbbells do you hold?
I'll only use about 20 pounds in each hand.
Right.
I don't use a lot of weight
right.
for that because right. of the amount that I'm doing.
Right.
So I'll do lightweight, do about 150 to 200 walking lunges. And then when I put the weight down, I'll go run the stairs.
Right. Okay.
And that's just an example of one of the exercises I do
and
on
sometimes
leg day.
I've seen you do leg presses combined with, what do you call those, mountain climbers?
The mountain climbers. Mm-hmm. But I take the inverted ball, so I'll do my leg presses. I actually like to do leg presses when I'm doing heavy weights. Instead of a lightweight day, I'll do a heavyweight day, and then I'll do a lightweight day. So I'll do heavyweight upper body, heavyweight lower body, then I'll do a day of cardio and yoga, and then I'll go to... Did I say light or heavy? And then I'll go to
heavyweight.
Heavyweight.
Yeah, I got you. Then you go to lightweight.
Yes,
so heavyweight, upper body, heavyweight, lower body, cardio or yoga, then lightweight, upper body, lightweight, lower body.
Yes.
Now, are you doing these upper body, lower body splits right now because you feel that they're more productive in for leaning out, burning calories?
Yes.
As opposed to body part?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tend to agree with you. I think that when you do either split your body in two or even do whole body routines, that they're much more progressive for burning calories.
I agree.
Yeah.
And that's my goal right now.
How long do you usually spend at the gym?
Since I'm not doing cardio, I'll do 10 minutes of warm-up, and then I'll do some stretching. I have to stretch.
Right.
So I'll do some stretching, and then I get into the weights. I'm in and out probably in an hour and a half.
Oh, that's pretty good commitment. That's,
uh-huh.
that's good. And then do you have pre- and post-workout nutrition set up, or do you just kind of wing it?
No, I usually have, after I work out, I'll have either a protein shake, or if I have time, I'll go get chicken breast and some kind of salad or something
okay.
to go with the chicken breast.
Okay.
I don't eat beef, so I usually get my protein in the form of seafood, chicken,
now, turkey. Why don't you eat beef?
It's no other reason than that it doesn't agree with me. I haven't eaten beef since I was a child.
Right.
And the reason why is it upsets my stomach.
Makes you feel ill?
Yes.
Really bad. Okay.
Well, it messes with my digestive tract.
I mean,
track.
Like projectile vomiting?
No, the other side.
Oh, okay. All right, so beef is not one of your choices. And I know you don't eat pork because you believe that pork is good for you.
I don't eat pork. I mean, look what they feed pigs.
Yeah.
You were talking about that on the show yesterday.
Yeah. They feed pigs other pigs in the form of hot dogs.
So yeah. I don't eat pork, and I don't eat veal. So
why don't you eat veal? Is it because of the beef or because of the young animal?
Because of the way they treat the young animals. And I'm probably going to get some feedback on this and flack on this. But I've seen what they do with the little baby calves, and I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
So.
And I eat veal once in a blue moon, but I
So that's just me, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't – if you want to eat it in front of me, I wouldn't say a word.
Right.
But that's just what I choose
now,
as a person.
You do eat a lot of eggs. I know that.
I love eggs.
As a matter of fact, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had a frittata for dinner last night.
Which was what? What is for those non-Italian people out there, what is a frittata?
It's eggs with vegetables, mm-hmm. and that's about it. Cook it in olive oil or raw butter,
mm-hmm. okay.
and that's about it.
And it's basically like an Italian quiche without all the cheese in it.
Without all the cheese, and there's no crust.
No crust, right.
No crust. It's basically just eggs. And if I'm trying to cut fat, I will reduce the amount of egg yolks that I eat
mm-hmm.
And just eat like 5 egg whites and 2 yolks or
right,
something.
Right.
So I did get a little flack for saying on the air that I throw the yolks away.
What do people want you to do with them?
Eat them.
Yeah, I guess if you are looking to cut fat, you know, that might be a good choice of fat to cut. I mean, I think it works for some people.
There's a lot of good stuff in the yolks too. I love eggs,
right,
so.
Right, right. And you eat a lot of them. I know that. Okay, so that's your post-workout nutrition. Do you do anything else in the afternoon or evenings? How do you eat after your workout? Do you eat every certain number of hours, or do you eat when you're hungry? How do you eat?
I try to eat about every 3 hours. Okay. And for me, you know, like a protein bar or a protein shake would be something that I would eat
right.
in between my meals.
Because you're small. You don't need to have 500 calories, 600 calories per meal.
Right.
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 And you don't do well with heavy meals anyway, right?
No. You know, I've tried that and it doesn't work for me.
Right.
The lighter meals for me and eating more frequently work better for me.
Right.
And it helps to keep me leaner. So.
Yeah.
I do a lot of, a lot of stuff at home like gardening and working around the house, and that in and of itself burns a lot of calories.
In fact, you're getting ready to entertain at your beautiful home, and so you've been spending a lot of time in the garden recently
uh-huh.
and working in the backyard.
Right.
And you wear a pedometer.
Well, I just started as an experiment because I wanted to see how many steps in a day. The American Heart Association says that you should go 10,000 steps a day.
Right, right.
That should be a day. I did 10,000 steps yesterday by 11 a.m.
Right. Right. And actually, Michelle Hebert, I'm sorry. I'll get it eventually, Michelle, I promise. at least I'm not calling her Hebert anymore. Michelle Hebert is a postal letter carrier, and she wears a pedometer. And she generally, when she's working, mm-hmm. how many steps did she say she does?
She does between 20 and 23,000 steps on her work days.
Now, how many steps did you do yesterday?
I did 21,000 steps yesterday.
So you were delivering mail yesterday.
I was.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know. That's amazing.
Well, I was just working and gardening. Actually, I mowed the lawn yesterday. This is a funny story. So I was mowing the lawn yesterday, and I have one of the mowers, the push mower.
Right.
And so then when I was leaving the house, I saw my neighbor mowing his lawn.
And his front lawn is about the same size as yours.
Same size as mine.
Right.
And he was on a riding mower.
Yeah.
And he's a big guy. He
big,
like
fat
towered
guy.
Over this riding mower.
Right. Big fat guy. Right.
So I thought that was just ironic. Here I'm down there mowing my lawn and
pushing it
and looking at my pedometer. How many steps have I done?
And actually, you're taking care of a dog for a friend.
Yes.
And the dog helped you add some steps last night, didn't
it? My friend.
I remember you saying that you were going to break 20,000 steps soon.
Uh-huh.
And that just around that time, the dog escaped from the house.
My friend went to Europe, so I'm watching her dog, the great friend that I am. And she took off and started running. Well, I lost the pedometer at the fence because I had to climb over the fence to chase her. So I was sprinting after her, trying to get her before the other dogs got her.
Right.
Because she's a small dog.
Right.
So she helped me actually increase it to probably 22,000.
Right.
After I lost it.
Right.
So I lost it. I still haven't found it.
Right, right. Okay. So in summary, you not only work out and do cardio, but you're very, very active in doing things in general,
mm-hmm.
physical things,
mm-hmm.
mowing lawns and so on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about in the evening? Do you do any cardio in the evening when you're trying to lean out over maybe not trying to lean out?
Sometimes I'll do split cardio, like do some in the morning and then some after my last meal in the evening like I'll try to eat by 7 o'clock in the evening. I don't want to eat anything after that. Sometimes life gets in the way and you can't always do that.
Right.
But I try to have my last meal by 7, and I drink a ton of water throughout the day. Actually, I have 2 bottles of water sitting in front of me right now.
Right.
But then sometimes I will try to do cardio again twice during
now,
the day.
Now, it should be noted that, first of all, you have been attributed for having a great derriere, right? True, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And one of the things I love about you, and but that is not something that comes easily for women. And a lot of women have a hard time, especially as they age, with their butts kind of flattening out.
Right.
So I want to focus on the type of cardio that you. I mean, you talked about doing 200 walking lunges, which definitely contributes to a nice firm butt.
Right.
But You don't like slow, arduous, you know, let me do the treadmill for an hour stuff. You're a huge sprint fan, aren't you?
I am. Yes. I love to run sprints.
Right.
And also, lucky for me, I live in a neighborhood that has a ton of hills in it.
Right.
So I love to go out and walk the hills. I'll walk the hills, fast walk, and then I'll sprint on the flat portion of
straightaways,
the,
right?
On the straightaways, I'll do sprints. And that's in the summertime. In the wintertime, the gym that I go to has a track, so I can run sprints on the track. Because as you said in one of your shows, you can't really run sprints on treadmills.
Right, you can't. Yeah. And sprinting clearly engages the glute muscles much more so. You're really not engaging your glute muscles to their full capacity unless you're sprinting. And that's something that you like to do.
I love
it. And like
sprint.
I said a moment ago, you've been known to have a great derriere. So there you go. For those ladies out there trying to build a better backside,
mm-hmm.
maybe lunges and sprints can benefit them. What would you say to that?
I would say that walking lunges is one of the best exercises for the lower body. And I love push-ups, too.
Yeah,
I love to do push-ups.
You also do some other unique exercises to hit the glutes.
I do.
I've seen you lay on a what are they called? Not a, what's that ball called?
The resistible.
Resistible.
Uh-huh.
Face down, you know.
With my hands
with your
kinda...
with the ball in your abdomen, your right. hands down stabilizing you, and then you put your 2 feet together
right.
in a 45 degree, and you actually sometimes put a dumbbell in between your 2 feet
uh-huh.
and you basically kind of just crunch your glutes up and down in order to move the dumbbell up and down.
I do. That's yeah. correct.
That has to hit the glutes really hard.
It does. I do. I'll usually try to superset.
Right.
And when I'm doing that one, then a lot of times I will include like the mountain climbers or uh-huh. the step ups on the bench also to hit that area right. as well.
Now, it should also be said that as a result of your well-formed glute muscles, you are actually an extremely fast sprinter.
That's true.
And there, you have male friends. Now, you and I have never sprinted together. Every time we do try to sprint, I end up hurting myself. But that day will come. But you have sprinted against some of your male friends. We're not going to mention names because some of them listen to the show. David. But you have out-sprinted some of these guys, and then they always make excuses for why they couldn't sprint faster.
Yes, yeah. yes.
How does that feel to beat the boys?
Well, I ran sprints when I was younger, so...
In track and field, you mean?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Okay. I did. But, I think it's fun.
Yeah. yeah.
And I'm very competitive, so.
Are you really?
I am.
She was just, during the last break, she was complaining that I wasn't up enough for the show. She's like, snap out of it. You know, you're moving too, come on, put some energy into it. I was
drink
like, okay.
that green tea.
Drink that green tea, she's going. Okay.
And I always have green tea in the afternoon. I love green tea, and it's so good for you.
Yeah.
And in our skin show, we talked about green tea, how good it is for your skin.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick it up some more. I want to ask you some questions about sleep, which I think you feel is important, but I want to find out how important it is to you. Also, I want to talk to you about the supplements that you do love to take.
Okay.
okay? You're listening to Casual Friday on Supremo Radio. Stay tuned. We're going to pick it up with more A Day in the Life of Elisa Profumo. We'll even find out what she does to keep this beautiful skin that she lives within. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk.
Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Every day I'm hustling.
Hey, you're waking up. Woohoo.
Yeah, the tea is working. Know what I think it is? I'm taking Super DMZ.
Uh-huh.
And it's known to make you lethargic. And I noticed that right after I take it, I feel like tired for about an hour or so. And I think it's from the Super DMZ. I'm only taking one capsule. A lot of people want to know about my Super DMZ experience. I'll talk about it next within the next couple weeks after I've taken it long enough to speak about it. But I'm not using it the way people generally use it. I don't take it every day, and I only take one capsule. Okay, so let's get back to a day in the life of Elisa Profumo.
Okay.
Tell me about sleep. How important is sleep to you? Are you one of those people that burns the midnight oil? Or are you in bed at the same time every night?
I am in bed by the same time every night. Now, it hasn't always been that way throughout my whole life. However, I have always been known to get around 8 hours of sleep every night.
So when you say it wasn't like that your whole life, what do you mean? When you were young, you didn't worry about it, but now you do?
Or? Well, I usually always got around 8 hours of sleep, but it would have been, you know, like now I go to bed between 9:30 and 10, and it was between 11 and 7 or something.
Right.
It was different hours.
Right, right.
And now I realize it's more important to go to bed earlier.
Right.
Because of the melatonin.
Production, exactly.
Production, yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Okay, so sleep is important to you. You go to sleep the same night time every night. Now, I know that you're fond of wine.
I am.
Do you consume wine every day with dinner or just
not every day.
Okay.
I like to have a glass sometimes during the week, most often on the weekends, and
right.
I'll have one or two glasses.
Right.
When I'm ready to step up, I'm going to have to cut that out.
Right.
I understand that.
Right. Now, what about mixed drinks?
Never.
No.
Never.
Have you ever drank an alcohol?
I have tried hard. And this is my body. It doesn't react to things. I can't take hard liquor. It makes me sick.
You have a very, very sensitive body to everything.
Things I do.
Things that potentially have side effects manifest themselves dramatically in you.
They do.
You've tried melanotan at a very, very low dose, and you became nauseous for a day.
For a whole day.
Right.
I can't take things. I had to have surgery about a year ago, and I was under for 3.5 hours. I was so sick when I came out, and then the doctor gave me muscle relaxants, and I couldn't take them. They made me so sick.
Right. They made you sicker than the way you felt for the reason you were taking them.
Yes.
Okay, now let's talk about your skin. I mean, Carmela Sierzo, so many people have said, you know, you have beautiful skin, and you do. You first of all, it should be said that in the world of makeup, you wear no makeup. You just wear eyeliner and mascara, and that's it.
I don't wear foundation. I never have.
But you don't wear rouge. You don't wear eyeshadow. You don't wear any of those things at all.
In the summertime, I'll use a little bit of a bronzer powder, but that's it. I use a tinted moisturizer.
Right. Which really.
It's a moisturizer.
And it doesn't change the color of your skin.
No, and it's very light, and it doesn't clog your pores.
Right.
And I've never worn foundation. Lucky for me, I didn't have to wear foundation while I was younger because it clogs your pores, right. And it's really bad at doing that. And if you don't cleanse your skin really well at night, then your pores are going to be clogged. As you get older, they're going to get larger.
Now, you had an interesting experience with a physician that led to you never using soap, even as a young child, on your face, right?
Right. We talked about that during the skin show.
But that can't be neglected. I have a feeling that the fact that you haven't used a surfactant cleanser on your face since you were a young child has contributed to your skin on your face being able to withstand some of the signs of aging.
That could be.
Yeah.
And then I also had a mother who took an interest in me and told me how to take care of my skin when I was, you know, a teenager. So that helped out.
Right. Penny.
Penny. Pennyisms.
Pennyisms. We have lots of pennyisms around the house. All right. Now what about the skin on your face and on your body? Do you use moisturizers and all that sort of stuff?
I do. I cleanse.
Frequently? A lot?
Mm-hmm. All the time. Hydration. Hydrate. You know, that's what I say. I drink a ton of water throughout the day. The only thing I really drink is water and tea.
Right.
I'll have a glass of wine occasionally, but that's it. I don't drink juices or anything like that, unless, of course, I use a juicer to make juice with at home myself.
And we're not talking about fruit juice. We're talking about vegetable juice.
Vegetable juice, right, with tomatoes and celery, things like that.
Right. And so you put lots of lotion on that keeps your skin in good shape on your body and on your face.
Mm-hmm. And I always wash my face before I go to bed. Interestingly enough, as most people know, we were talking about Derby. Last week was Derby, and there were a couple evenings when I got home later than normal, which I don't like, but it was Derby. It's an occasional thing.
Right.
And I was so tired, I didn't use my Clarisonic on my face,
which is that little rotating brush we talked about on
the ultrasonic.
Right.
So I skipped a couple days. Then when I did use it, I could really tell a difference in my skin how much better it looked.
So that Clarisonic is something that women and men like myself who, you know, at my age, I'm all of a sudden concerned about my skin. I don't want to look like a wrinkled up old duffel bag. And so I am taking care of my skin now, something I probably should have done when I was in my 20s and 30s, and I wouldn't have to be concerned about it now.
Mm-hmm.
So for you guys out there who are scoffing at the idea of buying a Clarisonic for yourself because it's going to make you too much of a metrosexual, rethink that, because taking care of your skin doesn't make you gay.
Well, and if you can't use a Clarisonic, they make little facial brushes that you can buy that are cheaper,
right,
that you can kind of use yourself and do it in a circular motion if you can't afford the Clarisonic, because they're not cheap. I think the least expensive one was $149.
Yeah, okay.
So,
What are your favorite supplements? Do you take are there any supplements that you take religiously?
Yes.
What are they?
Glucosamine is one of them.
Right. You get your glucosamine from GLC.
I do get it from GLC.
Okay.
And I religiously take that. Vitamin C I take every day. It's really good for your skin.
And actually, those two supplements are so good for the skin.
Uh-huh.
Glucosamine and chondroitin increase hyaluronic acid production. Hyaluronic acid is what plumps the skin and makes it look glowing.
Uh-huh.
And the vitamin C increases collagen production, which, again, hyaluronic acid contributes to collagen production.
Right.
So those are not only important for joints, you know, the glucosamine and chondroitin, but for skin as well.
I started taking the glucosamine because my family has a history of rheumatoid arthritis, and I thought, well, anything that I can do to ward it off.
Well, and let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
You have relatives who have succumbed to rheumatoid arthritis.
I do.
And you have a sister who has succumbed to some of these issues as well that can be considered autoimmune diseases.
Okay. Yes. And the autoimmune diseases run rampant in my family. I have a sister who has several problems. I have a cousin who has lupus, several cousins with asthma, brother with asthma. I mean, there's just a ton of...
Right.
And the rheumatoid arthritis.
Now, these things have never bothered you, but then again...
Right, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
But since it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, there you go. But let's be honest here. You've actually had some of these discussions with relatives of yours, and you've said the words to them, you know... It's what you eat that affects these, and they've
told
you.
It's your lifestyle.
Well, yes, lifestyle, what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they've become enraged with you.
They have.
Because you implied that they have some sort of control over the outcome of their lives. I hope Kevin Johnson is listening to this right now, because he's probably going, you do have control over the outcome of your life, because he had a form of rheumatoid arthritis that he cured himself of. Yeah.
Oh. Well, I had a cousin that actually said to me, you've never had the disease. You don't know anything about it. So don't even try to talk about it.
Right, right. And the reason you don't have the disease is because of your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny that people would rather be right than be healthy?
Mm-hmm.
She'd rather be, you know, right that, no, there's no way of avoiding this. It's in your genes. There's nothing you can do about it. What you eat has nothing to do with it. My doctor told me that.
Well, that's why I started lifting weights the many years ago that I started lifting, when it really wasn't in style to go to the gym. I started lifting because I wanted to try and keep myself healthy.
Another point that you just made that's important for people to understand, you are not some Janie come lately to this whole physical culture, proper nutrition, taking care of your skin. You've been doing this since before it was even popular.
I have.
I mean, I have friends who know you who say, well, I met Elisa when I used to train at such and such gym, and I'm not going to give away age, but you've been doing this for a long time. So this is not like, oh, I decided I didn't want to fall apart 10 years ago like I did and just jumped into it. You've been doing this instinctively since you were a young girl.
Right.
Getting good sleep, staying away from the foods that didn't feel good in your body, and so on and so on. And exercising. You've been exercising. I mean, not just – I mean, because when you started training, women did cardio. They jogged. That was the big days where Nike was – everyone was jogging.
Oh, and they did aerobics.
Yeah. There you go. And you were lifting weights.
I was.
And people – women were probably thinking, you know – what is she doing?
Mm-hmm.
But look, now you can look back at them with their fat bodies and out of shape breathing and so on and so forth and say, look, you should have followed what I was doing instead of making, you know, comments about me. So, okay.
Okay, so back to the supplements.
Yes.
Folic acid is another one that I take every day.
And that's important for women, right?
For breast cancer.
That's right. That's right. What else do you take every day?
Vitamin B12.
Right.
I get the liquid vitamin B12 sublingual from Peter Rouse. I take that every day. Vitamin D, the liquid vitamin D.
Right.
Cod
liver oil.
Cod liver oil, resveratrol. I take some vitamin E, but I don't take that every day. I kind of do that in just periodically.
Right, right. Okay. Are you... a proponent of female hormone replacement therapy?
I am.
Are you on hormone replacement therapy?
No.
Okay. Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. But it's something that you would do.
I will
okay.
do that, okay. yes, okay. when it's necessary.
Okay. What else would you like the fans to know about the things that you feel, the summary of what really have contributed to your overall health?
Well, I also want to talk about massage for a second. I think massage is... As hard as our audience works out, I think that massage is necessary. Interestingly enough, we talked about that show, self-indulgent or self-caring.
Right.
And whenever I tell a friend of mine I'm going to go get a massage, she'll say, must be nice. And I think to myself, well, if you worked out as hard as I do, you'd be going to get a massage too.
Right.
I think it's good for your body. I think it's a necessary thing to do.
Yes, I agree with you. And you know what's really funny? So many of us work out so hard, as you point out, and we but when we think about doing these types of things, exercising and so on, it's almost like it's not even a consideration. When we talk about doing good things for our bodies that maybe don't include exercise, but we don't see the value in them. One of the things I've learned about massage is I don't go and get those deep tissue massages anymore.
No.
I've come to the conclusion that the deep tissue massages hurt me too much, almost like someone punching me in the muscle. Why would I want someone to punch me in the muscle? So now when I go in and get a massage, I say to the masseuse, I want a relaxing massage. I want to be asleep when you're done. I want you to put me to sleep. That is the objective. Because when you think about, I'm like a dog. I love people that rub my back, rub my head. That makes me relax and want to fall asleep. That's what I want from my massage. So I've changed the approach that I use now when I go get a massage. Mm-hmm. I now want a relaxing massage, no deep tissue stimulation, none of that sort of stuff anymore. I do that enough in the gym, beat myself up.
I know I've kind of switched from the deep tissue to relaxing massage myself. I do take fish oil, too. I wanted to mention that. I don't take that every day, but I do take that.
Well, don't you take that in the form of cod liver oil? I mean, you take your cod liver oil that has your omegas, your A, and your D
yes,
in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technically, that I think we talked about cod liver oil. There's something else I want to talk about that's actually happened this morning in the news. There was on the Today Show.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about at what age should women stop doing certain things like long hair, stiletto heels, mini skirts, bikinis, and so on. And when you and I first started becoming friendly, I made a comment to you about the mail that you get. That you get all these catalogs from clothing companies that typically young, very young girls would get.
You like Victoria's Secrets and BB and BCBG and places like that.
Yeah. And I said, wow. And my comment was, you know, I don't know many women that get those magazines anymore because they don't look good in any of that stuff. They can't wear any of that stuff. But you buy that stuff. You wear it. You look amazing in it.
Right. And probably most of our audience members do as well.
Yes. And so this morning there were comments made about what age women should stop wearing or doing certain things. How did you feel about the comments that were made? I mean, I think they said something like...
They said a woman shouldn't wear a bikini after the age of 47.
I mean, if you look good in a bikini, who cares how old you are?
Exactly. And stiletto heels was after the age of 51.
Yeah. Mini skirt was 35.
Knee-high boots was 47.
Yeah. Long hair, 53.
Ponytails, 51. I mean, come on.
And I think what they're really talking about is the average American woman. They're not talking about the women who listen to Supreme Radio because they have bodies like 25-year-olds. That's really what it comes down to.
I agree.
I mean, so I think it's foolish for fashion to try to pigeonhole women and say, oh, if you're a certain age, you know. And another thing that people probably don't realize about you if they see your pictures is that you don't color your hair. How did you that one's the bad. When you and I first started becoming close, I thought for sure you colored your hair, but I never saw any gray roots. I mean, I color my hair. Everybody knows I color my hair. You know, I have roots. I got to go and get my hair colored every so often. I'm like, when are the roots going to show up? And you told me you didn't color your hair, but I didn't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that happened? Did your mom get gray?
My mother died at a very young age. But when she did pass away, she only had a few gray hairs, and that was it. She didn't have many at all.
And now how about your other siblings? Do they have gray hair at older ages?
Not really.
So that's something genetic then, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you were blessed with that. That's really amazing. That really is. We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
Do you want to say anything else before we go to commercial? Because then we've got some good stories to come back with.
No, we have some emails from listeners as well.
Okay. And we are going to answer those questions if you email us. And also, if there is anything that Elisa did not cover for the female listeners out there, if you feel like you want to know more about a certain thing that she talked about, let me know and we will definitely cover it on a future Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to remind everybody that OrbitNutrition.com is blowing out an amazing fat loss supplement called Shift. Shift is a pure form of thyroid hormone called T2, which has been shown in studies to increase the burning and release of fat from the body. And it does not compete with T3 or T4, so it won't shut down or disrupt your normal thyroid function. Shift also does not have any stims in it, which means you can take it in the morning and in the evening and still get a good night's sleep. And to make things better, Muscle Mitch over at Orbit Nutrition is blowing out Shift for $14.99 a bottle. Mitch, if you're listening, send me a bottle, brother. I need some. I need to see my abs by the end of June. Go to orbitnutrition.com today and get your bottle of Shift before it's all gone. Okay. We talked about wine a second ago. And you know what I love to have with wine?
Cheese.
Cheese. And I've heard that there's a new kind of cheese on the market, but I'm wondering if I should try it. Where does this cheese come from?
From a woman's breast.
Ew.
Breast milk.
Breast milk cheese? Really?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've heard of, like,
toe cheese, which is what you get when you don't wear socks with your sneakers and run around all day. But I've never heard of breast milk cheese. Is it really true, or is this a joke?
Well, no. There was a New York University graduate student that did a study, an experimentation with breast milk cheese. And she actually had some made, and then she served it on the streets in New York to people to see what their reactions were.
And what were their reactions?
Well, she made three different types: West Side Funk, Midtown Smoke. They were both described as creamy and just pure heaven, and Wisconsin Chew, the taste of which apparently reflected the vegetable-filled diet of the woman who provided its milk.
Ew. Because, you know, it is true when you think about it. When cows get into wild onions, their milk tastes like onion.
Uh-huh.
And so it makes sense if the mom is eating, you know, certain things, that the milk would be influenced flavor-wise.
Well, it states that some of the passerbyers were delighted, but a few people expressed confusion or disgust.
Or vomit. Vomited. I would vomit.
I don't think I would have tried that.
You know, I wouldn't either. I'm sorry. I you know what? I'll eat raw beef and raw eggs and drink raw cow milk and colostrum, but I draw the line at human milk unless it comes from my mommy. She's not producing that stuff anymore at 87, so I'm not drinking any. I couldn't have really tasted good.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should call the New York University student and ask her.
Maybe we should have her on the show. Maybe let's try to get her on next Casual Friday and see if she'll come on and talk to us about the. I would really like to hear more about this. It's pretty bizarre.
It is bizarre.
So there you go. So with your next bottle of Cabernet, have some breast milk cheese.
No, thank you.
Yeah, okay. All right, we've got listener comments and emails. Michelle Hebert, who is an avid listener of the show, who has also told you the best pedometer to wear. What was it?
She suggested the Fitbit pedometer, and I'm going to go get one since I no longer have one.
Yeah, since yours has been lost from chasing a dog over
from
a fence.
From sprinting and jumping over a fence.
People should have seen you. That fence was the kind of fence that you see in Kentucky that they use, like the four planks of wood on a horse farm. We're talking about a fence that was probably at least four and a half feet tall, and you went over that thing like boing.
And I didn't have the best shoes on. I had on I jumped into my yard shoes that I use when I work in the yard, and
which have no backs on them. They're they're almost like slippers.
They're like you slip into them, yeah. And then I just took off because she was not going to wait for me.
She was going. She was a dog on a mission.
But anyway, the Fitbit pedometer. So that's what Michelle suggested, and she said it's very accurate. So I'm going to go ahead and get one of those and try them. Thanks,
Michelle. I wore a pedometer for a day, but I kept tapping it while I was sitting.
Well, yeah, you were standing there, and I said, well, how many steps have you gone? And he's sitting there shaking it so it would move. And I said, it doesn't count when you cheat like that.
Yeah. Okay.
But she also has a question to you about melanotan.
Let's see if I can answer it.
Okay. And, you know, she's in the sun a lot because she's a postal carrier.
Right.
And she says that she has very fair skin.
Right, right, okay.
And
melanotan was made for her, actually.
She said, the real reason I want to try it is because I'm very fair-skinned and I work outdoors. Skin cancer worries me, and wasn't it developed for people like her?
Yes. ASU developed melanotan as a prophylactic to tanning, or the damage or the potential cancer from tanning. What we know is that people are most susceptible to skin cancers when they get a burn. And burns occur in those first few hours in the sun because the skin is not prepared for the sun. So melanotan was designed to kind of prepare the skin for being in the sun by making a tan already. So yes, she's right. Melanotan was created for people like her and anybody who wants to pre-tan to protect their skin when they're actually going to go out in the sun. I think the difference between melanotan 1 and melanotan 2 is that people of fair skin don't respond to melanotan 2. They do respond to melanotan 1. Also, I could be wrong about this, but melanotan 1 does not increase libido or cause nausea. And I can actually email Professor Filimonov and make sure that what I'm saying is correct. But that's my understanding. Melanotan 2 has the increase in libido and the nausea because it has a much greater effect on the melanocortin system as well as the melanocytes. So I would experiment with Melanotan 1 if I was her and see if that works best. I would start with very low doses. I'm talking about a quarter of a milligram, no more than a half a milligram, and do it on a day where you can stay home if you do get nauseous for a couple hours.
Okay.
And also, the secret that I learned with taking Melanotan is this. Inject and then get in the shower and take a shower. Because what happens is the sensation of your skin being in the shower, the warmth of the shower, actually mitigates the nausea and makes you feel normal real fast. So for me, I used to take a shot and get in the shower, step out of the shower, and I would be darker already, but I also wouldn't notice the nausea as much. Now try that.
Okay. So there's another question. Are you finished with?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Gordon Woodward. He just started taking a glucosamine chondroitin with MSM.
Right.
He said he knows that you use the GLC product, but it doesn't have MSM in it.
Right.
Do you take an additional MSM?
No.
Okay.
And you really don't need MSM if you're taking a glucosamine product that has N-acetyl-D-glucosamine in it and or glucuronic. D-glucuronic acid. The whole purpose of taking any of these joint supplements, the whole purpose is to stimulate the production of hyaluronic acid. Bottom line, that's it. And hyaluronic acid is made up of one molecule of N-acetyl-D-glucosamine and one molecule of D-glucuronic acid. I believe that GLC's product has N-acetyl-D-glucosamine but does not have D-glucuronic acid in it. And the assumption is that all the other forms of glucosamine will increase through enzymatic cascades the production of D-glucuronic acid. If you really, really, really want to do something, then include some low molecular weight hyaluronic acid and hope that your body absorbs it. There is some evidence that it absorbs some of it. But I don't take MSM because I believe that really, all you really need is the glucosamine and chondroitin, especially in those precursor forms, which convert directly to hyaluronic acid.
Okay. There was another question by Alexander. Did you want
to? Yeah, Alexander Barron, who listens to the show from Colombia, who, by the way, is now translating our show into English for some of his exclusively Spanish-speaking friends so that they can get a lot of the information. I want to thank you for that, by the way. He's done a series of steroid cycles. He wants to know what's the best way to regain testicular size and get them back to normal. And really, the best thing you can do to regain testicular size is the same thing that you would do after any steroid cycle, which is a post-cycle therapy to re-stimulate the production of endogenous testosterone. You can use things like clomiphene or Clomid, as it's called, clomiphene citrate, at 100 milligrams a day for the first 2 to 3 days, followed by 50 milligrams a day for about 2 to 4 weeks, in conjunction with an over-the-counter aromatase inhibitor or a prescription aromatase inhibitor, over-the-counter aromatase inhibitor such as DS's triazole product, which has been shown to be as effective as products like letrozole. If you are going to use letrozole, then you want to use smaller doses, 1 milligram every other day, half a milligram of anastrozole every other day for short periods of time while you're taking the clomiphene. If you have access to HCG, you can substitute the clomiphene for HCG. You can take 500 IUs of HCG every other day for the first week and then go to 500 IUs of HCG twice a week, and you can run that for 1 to 2 months. The bottom line is you have to do this, and you have to get blood work done, because while testicular size may be important to you from an aesthetic standpoint, testosterone levels are more important. Getting your testosterone levels back to normal is much more important. If all you care about is testicular size, if all you want to do is increase testicular size, then instead of using a SERM like clomiphene or Phytoserms 347, which is an over-the-counter form of a selective estrogen receptor modulator, you should use Fidogia, because Fidogia extract has been shown to increase testicular size exclusively in men because it increases the portion of the Leydig cells that create cholesterol. And in increasing cholesterol production in the testes, they become very engorged and very large. So those are the protocols I would look to, but I would absolutely get blood work done as you're doing this, because your testicles will be larger when your testosterone levels are back to normal. So focus on PCT using clomiphene or Phytoserms 347 if you don't want to fool around with pharmaceuticals. Use an aromatase inhibitor like DS's triazole, and if you do want to go pharmaceutical, anastrozole or letrozole. And you have to do that for the length of time until your testosterone levels come back to normal and your testicular size will come back as well.
And you wanted to talk about corn sugar.
Ah. I have a blog post that I need people to really get behind and pass around to all of their friends and family. If you haven't done it already, email the link. You can actually email the blog post from the blog itself. There's a little email thing that you click, and it says, "Your action needed. Corn refiners are at it again, trying to push high fructose corn syrup by changing the name to corn sugar." Elisa first talked about this on a casual Friday, saying that they were up to this, and we said, "This is a joke." And even the cane sugar producers don't want the corn refiners to be able to call high fructose corn syrup sugar, because it's not. It doesn't act like sugar. Now, let's face it, neither one of these are good. Sugar and high fructose corn syrup in large doses are not good, period. End of story. But high fructose corn syrup is worse than table sugar because it acts differently. We've had scientists on the show who talked about liver function changes when you use high fructose corn syrup that ends up making the sugar into a triglyceride, which is a fat. So it means it has to become fat first before it can become a usable source of energy. It's not a good thing. I'm asking everybody to go to my blog from yesterday. Please pass it around to people. We need to send a message to the corn refiners that we will not be fooled simply because they're going to change the name of it. And changing the name of it is not the answer. The answer is we will not buy any product that has high fructose corn syrup in it, regardless of what you call it. A rose by any other name still smells the same. And high fructose corn syrup by any name is still no good for you. So please go to my blog. If you haven't done it already, you just click the link and copy and paste into the form on the Corn Refiner's website. And please pass that around to everybody you know so we can send the message for these idiots to abandon this shell game that they're trying to perpetrate. That's it. That's all I wanted to say about that.
That's all I have.
Okay, well, then that's the end of another Casual Friday. Thank you for listening, and we will have more. We have some great Superhuman Radio episodes next week. We've got Dr. Lauren Cordain, the granddaddy of the paleo movement, on the show Monday. And he's going to rebuttal to some of the comments that were made in some mainstream media articles about the paleo diet. And we're also going to have Dr. Magda Hava on next week talking about the risks of cellular telephone exposure. This is all scientific stuff, folks. This is not me saying, hey, don't use a cell phone. You're not going to want to miss these shows next week. Also, Pat Arnold will be on talking about the history of pro-hormones, how they came about. Lots of great shows next week. Tune in then. We'll see you then.